Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us. We have created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And our show is on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. We have a midweek stress buster show on Wednesdays at 3:30, at 3 o'clock till 3:30. You can follow our show at Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and your insight on your on our show. You can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 and Marie at 651-303-0555. And you can download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And also please go onto Facebook and search for Divine Goddess Radio and like our page. Thank you.
And our chat room will be open for any questions, so please feel free to type it in and ask a question or just say hello. And if you have any questions that you'd like to ask Jody later on in the broadcast, you can call in at area code 347-327-9360. And as I mentioned, today we're speaking with Jody Harvala, an intuitive consultant, teacher, speaker, and dowser. Welcome, Jody.
Welcome. Hey, ladies. Thank you.
Well, hey, Jody, why don't we just jump in, and why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, I live in Fargo, North Dakota, and married with two kids, and I've been doing this work for almost 6 years now. And what else do you want to know? What else should we talk about?
Well, what services do you provide?
Well, as far as services with my spiritual work, I do readings both in person and on the phone. I also clear homes, also in person or remotely, and I teach a whole ton of intuition classes, and I also just launched an online class for those that are needing it, and I teach a lot. I do teach and travel and speak as well.
Really? So what is the online class that you're teaching?
The online class is super fun. I started hearing a lot of people getting stuck in their fears over this last year, and I just really kept getting pushed to do not only an in-person class. I do have an in-person class that I teach in the Fargo-Moorhead area, but that to reach kind of a bigger audience and some of my clients that aren't in town, I put together, it's actually really quite a simple class, but it's packed full of information on how to walk through your fears. A big thing even for my own work and my own life is fears really, really would stop me in my tracks. And I just found that walking through them and learning all sorts of tools and kind of making friends with my fears was a way to walk through them. So the class that I just launched at my website is just, it's free your fears and your soul will follow.
Wow. Well, you know,
yeah.
you want to talk a little more about the message that you're sharing, like energy moves and freedom happens. I think that goes, piggybacks right off of what you're talking about with the fears, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. You know, for me, I'm a feeler. I have been a feeler, you know, my whole life. I know there's a lot of feelers out there in the world. People get intuitive and spiritual information all different ways. Some of us feel it. Some of us see it, hear it. They just know it. Just that intuition piece is always there. And for me, it was feeling. And what I didn't realize was not only was I picking up on my own feelings, but I so much was picking up on other people's feelings, including fears. And when I would get in that place of fear, my whole life would just stop. You know, when you're just stuck, you can't move, you're just stuck and frozen, and it's just the most awful feeling in the world. And for me, what I found in my own life was if I could figure out a way to get my energy moving again and allowing it to move through me, that fear would typically work itself out, or I would create some other energy to work with instead of staying stuck in that fear. So for me, the message that I really love to share with people is if you get your energy moving, the freedom will happen.
So what would you say the most common fear is? What are more people the most fearful about?
Oh, my gosh. You know, money is a huge fear for people. Huge fear for people. I think weight loss or weight gain is a huge fear for people. I think death is a huge fear for people. I think change is probably one of the biggest fears, or making the wrong decision comes up so much. People are so afraid of making the wrong decision, and what I've been taught and what I believe is there's never a wrong decision. You will always get to wherever you need to be. You just might take the scenic route. You know, but I know so many people that they're so afraid of getting stuck on the wrong decision that they never decide. Well, if you never decide, the energy just, again, gets stuck and it doesn't move. So there's a lot of fear. There's fear of the dark. There's fear of energy. There's fear of psychics. I mean, there's a lot of fear around this world as well.
I just have to say, folks, I'm out there, and believe you me, I am taking the scenic route, and I totally believe with what you just said, Jody. If you do, sooner or later,
there's a lot of us on that scenic route.
I'm just like waving, going hello.
Yep.
I'm off in the distance. But you know, the cool thing is, and I do believe, I do agree with the statement that you said, sooner or later you're going to come around and you're going to get back onto what it is that you need to do. Your spirit's going to guide you to where it is that you need to go in. And it's all
about.
Well,
and even if you're on that scenic tour, there's a reason for it. That's the other piece that I really want to tell people, is there's always a reason for it, and there's always a lesson in it. You know, even this whole thing of walking through a lot of my own fears really was probably my best teacher. You know, if you ask people where they learned the most in their life, most people will say it's in their moments of pain, not in their moments of pleasure. And so you got to remember, if you're in a difficult spot or you're stuck or you're in that fear place or bad things are happening, you know, there's always a reason for it. So try to find why you're in that space. What are you learning about?
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Excellent information.
Yeah.
That is really good. So, Jody,
you know,
people who are stuck, you know, in that fear, how do you get the energy moving?
Well, I was just going to tell that story. You must be psychic. One of the most easiest tools that I have used over and over and over is journaling and burning. And I will be the first to admit I don't like journaling since my boyfriend read my journal long, long ago. I'm not a huge journaler, but for me as a feeler to get the energy out of my body, that is one of the things that has been the biggest tool for me. So one night it was about probably 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up, and I know a lot of you out there do this. You wake up in the middle of the night, and your head starts spinning, and you can't go back to sleep, and you just get just totally frozen by fear. So I got out of bed, went into the bathroom, turned on the light, closed the door, and I got my journal out, and I just started to write and write and write. My husband and my kids were sleeping, and this was just like the quiet space I could be in. And I wrote and wrote and wrote, and what I started to write was, I am so afraid of, and then I would write what it was, and then I would keep going. I'm afraid of because I'm afraid of, and I just wrote every single thing that I could think of that I was afraid of. And it was a long list, believe me. And I would write as I felt more, and I would, you know, if I get stuck on a word, I'd keep writing. But the sentence that really, 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 like, stopped me in my tracks and really spoke to me was my very last line I wrote was, I am afraid of every second, of every minute, of every hour, of every day of my life. Like, I was living in such fear that there was no way my life was going to move anywhere. I had just gotten so fearful about every second of my life. And in that moment, that's when I decided, I am not going to live this way. Now, a lot of you have parents that probably live in fear. My mom is one of those people, and I've learned a lot from her, but I didn't want to live like that. So in that moment, I shifted that message, and I could honestly feel it from the tips of my toes to the top of my head shifting inside of me, and I felt this huge wave of energy leave my body. So journaling and burning it is a big deal, because when you burn that paper, you are actually doing some kind of a sacred ceremony for yourself, and you release it back into the universe to be transmuted back into love and light. And so for me, I tell people, journal it and then burn it. If you can't do that, write it on toilet paper and flush it. Like, there's so many ways to get that energy moving. Yeah, but I know women that do that. They're like, I wrote it on toilet paper because I do not want anybody ever reading it. And the trick with journaling, you actually have to write everything. like, people hold back on stuff because, like, such garbage comes out when you start to really, really journal. It's not you. It's just an energy that needs to get out. Like, oh, my God, I hate my kids. I don't want to live here. I want to run away, la, la, la. Well, we would never say that to people out loud. But it's okay to write it on paper and to burn it because it's an energy that you're feeling. Just get it out of your body, and you'll be amazed at how much better you feel.
That toilet paper is such a good idea.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah, you know, I saw the movie The Great Gatsby yesterday, and the character, Nick Carraway, when he was being treated at a sanitarium, the psychiatrist told him the best way for him to get over what he was feeling was to start writing and journaling. And when I was watching that, I'm like, bing, 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 bing. And, I mean, he wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote this novel. So as you're talking, I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know, think about even like Stephen King and all the creepy stuff he writes about.
Yes.
Well, it's in him somewhere. Doesn't mean he's that crazy. I mean, he might be. We don't know. But, you know, journaling, getting it out, you will be amazed. And the other thing with when you start to write like that and you really let yourself get into journaling, that's when spirit can come and talk to you as well. And sometimes people's writing changes or the words, like all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, dear one, you know, you are loved. And you'll be like, yeah, I do not use those words. Well, that's your spirit and your guides coming through in your writing, talking to you. So it's also considered free writing as well.
Yes, yes. Jody, I have a question. Why is moving through the energy the only way to move through it?
You got to feel it. We are spiritual beings having human experience, right? And we are here to feel our way through life. That is my belief. So a lot of us try to think our way through it and around it. There is no way to do that. We need to feel our way, or it's going to continue to come up in our life until we feel it. And I know a lot of people have had that experience, like the same thing is going to come over and over and over. Great advice is, you know, a great story is, you know, a friend of mine got married and he was a jerk. She got divorced. She didn't work through all the emotions around it and through it. And so she married the guy again. He just had a different face. And, you know, it's like we have to move through the emotions of it. And if you're not going to feel your way through it, it's going to keep happening to you. It's just the way that it's working for us on this earth, and we're here to feel our way through life. So the only way through it is through it.
Wow. Good.
So then how do you shift your energy, like, if quickly? I mean, your own energy. How do you make that quick shift if you're stuck?
You know, I'm going to tell people, this is what I've learned, too. Sometimes it's not quick. Sometimes, like, we all are looking for the quick fix. We want things as fast as possible. We want things as easy as possible. And sometimes it's not the quick answer. Sometimes you actually need to take the time to feel your way through it. You know, right now we're going through my mother-in-law having been diagnosed with cancer. And it's terminal. You know, 3 to 6 months is what the doctors say. Now, I don't buy totally into that, but it's probably true. And the only way through this is through this. So as a family, we're having to feel day to day to day to day. There is not a switch in the world or any trick that I know that can shift that emotion at all quickly. It's just something that we need to work our way through. So sometimes you can shift your energy very quickly. You can dance, you can sing, you can yell, you can journal and burn, you can move your body, you can start thinking positive affirmations, you can meditate, you can do anything in the world that brings you joy. So every day when I start thinking about my mother-in-law and I'm getting sad about it, I put music on. Music will shift your energy immediately. Breathing.
Yes, it will.
Music will do that. Breathing, taking a breath. A lot of times, you know, I ended up with pneumonia. And I know what the pneumonia is about. It's like breathing in this experience. You know, so sometimes our bodies have to slow down. Sometimes you need to just stop, and you need to just take a couple days, and you need to try not to fix anything, and you need to just chill out. So I don't believe that there's always a quick shift. If someone's in grief, or someone's in illness, or someone's in terminal illness, or a death of a child, or a husband, that's going to take time. But through different ways and different techniques, you will learn to maintain that joy feeling again. You will do that. It just might take a while.
Oh, that's good. That's excellent feedback. So do you have any suggestions on how somebody can start working on their own intuition then so that they can tune in more to what might be going on with them? And
yep, and actually just for your listeners, I am working on an online course for intuition too, just like the basics. But one thing a couple different things that you can do to start working on your own, like your own feeling and own intuition. Some really good things that you can do is you can just sit quiet with yourself, which is really hilarious to do when you first start doing it because people will call it meditating, and I don't really call it meditating right when you start because you're too busy talking to yourself, wondering if you're doing it right and I shouldn't be talking to myself, and oh my God, I'm sitting here in quiet, and oh, I think I'm doing it wrong, oh, stop talking to myself, oh, shut up, stop talking. But I think it's really funny because if people turn off the TV, turn off the computer, turn off your phone, turn off the radio, turn everything and just start being quiet with yourself, it's really hard for people to do. We are not used to being by ourselves. We are not used to ourselves. We're not used to being by ourselves. We're not used to quiet or silence. So one thing I would tell people, encourage them to do, is just get quiet. And just start asking spirit for different signs and symbols. So my brother, soon to be cousin-in-law, I should say, he wanted to know that his grandma was going to be around him. And he never actually met her, but he feels a lot. He feels a lot of spirits. And so I said, well, if you want to know if she's around, ask her for a sign. And I said, what would you like her to show you if she's around? And he goes, I don't know. I said, well, you know, just think something. He goes, okay, a monarch butterfly. And I'm like, okay, in the next 24 hours, you just tell your grandma in your head, put a little prayer out to her that you'd like to see a monarch butterfly. And with honest to God, within 2 hours, he texted me, and he's like, holy S-H-I-D. He said, I just saw a monarch butterfly. And he goes, not only did I see one, but I saw an entire field on this TV program. He just randomly turned to this channel and started watching it, and it was all about monarch butterflies. So I would tell people to start asking for that kind of stuff, and at first you'll get signs, and sometimes you won't. But don't think just because you don't notice the sign that they're not there. Sometimes it depends on how you're feeling about it. Like if you're going, okay, I totally don't believe in this and this is such, like this is not true, but show me a red balloon. Okay, the intention around that and the energy around that is already disbelief. So if you can say it more like, okay, I'm going to be open. You know, I'm going to be open and I want you to show me a red balloon and just do it within the next day or so. Make sure it's really blatant so I can see it. You know, my energy is much more open. I would also encourage people to say the words, I am, when they're very, very quiet. You close your eyes and you just say the words, I am, and then you listen for the answer that shows up in your body. So some people hear the words, some people feel the words, some people see the words in their head, and you always listen to the positive words. So you'll hear, I am beautiful. I am strong. I am spirit. And you pay attention to not only the words that you hear, but pay attention to where you're hearing them. So like for me, when I hear words from spirit or I'm hearing a message from spirit in my readings, it comes in the right side of my head. I just know that now. My ego and like my opinion comes in the left side. So if I'm in a reading and I have something coming in from the left, it's like, this is totally my opinion. Oh. And I'll tell my clients, this is my opinion. This is not from spirit. This is my opinion. Dump them. But that's my opinion. You know, but spirit talks to me through my right side, and it's always positive. Spirit always gives messages in a positive way, always, even if it's bad news.
Now, when them, it comes in on the right side, does that mean it's for everybody, or that's just you have
nope,
to figure out?
Nope, that's for me. Nope, that's for me personally.
Okay.
The I am exercise will help you figure it out. I have clients that they hear it, you know, they'll say I am, and they'll hear it in their chest, or they'll hear it in their left pinky, or, you know, they'll hear it, you know, through their third eye. So the I am is just a really easy way to figure that out.
Oh, okay. So when you're using the I am, is that the I am presence that a lot of people do separate work on? You know, the God presence within us. Is that how you're using it, or is it a different I am?
I'm just using it as more of a tool to figure out where your information comes from. So some people, you know, some people hear it, some people see it, some people feel it, some people smell it, and the IM will give you more of a gauge on your body because our bodies are our intuition as well.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, it's really fun and it's easy. It is.
Cool.
It's really easy, but that's a really fun way to start with your intuition. Cards are always a great way. I have a deck of wonderment cards that I get symbols. I get symbols from spirit, and so last year on my birthday, I was given the message to take all those symbols and stick them into a deck of cards, and which was awesome because they're really fun cards. They're very, very simple. But I give those out to my students a lot. You can purchase them, but I have my students use those a lot because it gives you a focus. And sometimes you need to focus when you first start working on your intuition. So you can say, ask the cards, okay, what do I need to know today about moving into a new house? And then you pull a couple cards and see what the message is. That's a great way to do it as well.
Oh, wow. So how much do your cards run?
My cards are $20 per deck, and they are beautiful. The artist Kay Hildy is who designed them. I gave her my kindergarten drawings, and I said, "Make these pretty." And
so
she did.
You didn't draw them.
I didn't draw them. I draw when I do readings for people. Like I will, like I said, do little kindergarten drawings. But I gave those drawings to Kay, the artist. And she created just the most, they're so beautiful. And I actually have a daily wonderment card that goes out if you want to sign up for my mailing list. And it goes out every single day. And it just goes straight to your email. And that's at jodiharvala.com. And you can sign up for
really
that
cool
as well.
Cards. They are cool
yeah,
cards.
Yeah, and they are. They're really, she did a great job.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's great tips, Jody. I know I'm a big believer in the signs one because I'm always asking for signs as I'm driving around and I've got the, you know, trying to ponder, you know, situations. And I ask sometimes for the most, weirdest signs. And when they show up, I'm like, you know what? There's no doubt that they're listening up there. So it's a really good tip for people listening out there. Try it. It does work.
It is, and it's hilarious. In May, I was asking a question about something, kind of like a big question for me personally about some stuff with my work. And I'm like, all right, Spirit, if this is like, you know, on the right track for me or whatever, I don't even remember what it was about. But I said, show me a Christmas tree. And I didn't even really think anything about it. And I got this random call to go out and douse and clear this house. And she had three Christmas trees set up in her house, and it was May. And I'm like, okay, there's the Christmas tree. I get my answer. Thank you very much, Spirit. So I do love, because Spirit, here's another thing that I would love people to get, is Spirit is funny. Spirit is not serious. They are fun, and they're funny. And, yes, they can kind of kick our butts every once in a while. But they do, you know, joy. Joy is a big energy. And to bring in more Spirit, be joyful.
You know, Jody, I heard you say that you douse houses. So is that how you clear your house? And what is dousing?
I do. Dousing can be called a lot of different things. I call it dousing. That's how I was taught. And it's basically clearing the energy in your house. And for me personally, how I clear homes and the dousing that I do, I work a lot with not only the house energy, but the energy underneath the house. So if there's some past lives connected to that piece of land, a lot of times I actually get a picture or a story around it. And when I clear the energy, not only is it clearing the house, but it's clearing the people inside of the house. It's really interesting when you start to clear homes, because our homes are a direct reflection of our own bodies and minds, right? And so when I'm clearing the house, I'm really clearing those people as well. And so when I clear houses, it's a really in-depth, deep emotional clearing is how I can explain it these days. It's kind of evolved over the last 5 years. And if you look up dousing, there's all sorts of information online about it. Mine, I would consider it more emotional and energetic clearing. And it can include ghosts and spirits, but a lot of times, like, our house was very stuck energetically for finances and for our careers and just a lot of illness and things like that in our house. And we've really shifted the energy of our house. It doesn't even look like the same house anymore, inside or out. So it's kind of a cool process.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Gosh.
So,
I need my home now.
Yeah, so for people listening, I mean, what I know you mentioned, you know, your house, you get stuck with financial or illness. what other reasons would people want to clear, like a workspace or their house space or even a car?
Yep, I've actually, yeah, you know, it is funny. I've done all of the above. And one of the reasons that I like is, again, when energy is moving, opportunity also shows up. That freedom piece happens. So when I go out to a person's house, one woman that I know, she was on just the verge, honestly, on the verge of being kind of a hoarder. And just the energy in her house was so heavy, and the fear in her house was so heavy, and all of these different things have been happening to her. And within like 48 hours, she got a new job, like a new job offer that she wasn't even expecting. She was able to clean out one of the rooms right off the bat. I mean, she's got a lot of work to do, but it can be for people that are big feelers. Dousing your house can take away a lot of the energy that really affects us. And I don't know if a take away is really the right word, but it can shift it from being very, very heavy and dense into very, very bright and light. So a great visual I tell people is when I walk in, the dimmer switches off, and when I leave, it's on bright and high as can be. Illness can be one of them. Emotional distress can be one of them. If someone has passed away in the house, that is a huge thing, or someone's been very ill with cancer, or any other kind of illness. Divorce is a great time. If kids are not sleeping well, or you come home and you have all these great plans to go and do something, and you walk in your house and you sit down and you just sit down, and you just can't, you have no motivation. That's something that I see shift a lot with people. I've seen different things where there's different just negative energies within the homes, and there's a lot of bickering and fighting and old patterns and things like that, and dousing can shift those patterns. So I can do it in person, or people, if they just sketch out their house for me, I can also douse at a distance and give them a report on it and things like that. But dousing is one of those things that I love. It's one of my favorite tools, because not only do they get their energy in their home cleared or in their workspace. I've actually done manufacturing spaces. I've done salons have terrible energy in them. I've done a church one time. You know, there's a lot of businesses, and I actually doused a car one time. this is a great story. It was a brand new car. And this woman hated it. Her dad bought it for her, and she felt so bad because she couldn't drive in it. She didn't like the smell of it. She didn't like the feel of it. She didn't like anything about it. And I was like, well, let's go look at it. It's probably just some energy in your garage. I don't know. Let's go take a look. And so we went in, and she had this great car. It was a great car. And she's like, isn't this sad? I've driven it once, and I just hate it. I can't even be in it. And I went, and I'm looking around in the car, and I'm just kind of doing some energy clearing. I decided, well, this is kind of strange. And I felt like this farmer guy sitting in the car. And I said, I think you have a ghost in your car. And she's like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I think he's an old farmer. And like, he thinks that this is his car. And no kidding, absolutely no kidding, all the doors in the car locked. Like, they all locked at the same time. It scared the crap out of both of us. I was like, did you do that? She's like, no, I don't even have the keys in my hand. And so this ghost, like, locked us out of her car. She did have the keys in her pocket, but I was like, oh, my God. So we had to, like, talk to this farmer guy, because in this story, in this experience, he felt that this was his car because he had always bought the same color, the same model. You know, farmers, they tend to do that. Same exact car. And I was like, and I could not figure out how to, like, get it through to him that it wasn't his car. And finally, all of a sudden, oh, I said, look at the mileage. Your cars always have, like, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 miles on it. Look at the mileage on this car. And he saw the mileage. It was, like, brand new, and he left out of the car. Like, we could feel it. We could see it move. It was the weirdest thing. And then I said, you have to open the trunk. So we opened the trunk, and she goes, okay, I just saw a dog, like, get out of the trunk and leave with him. And I was like, okay, then we've done our job. And she got in the car, and she took it to the car place, and she got it washed, and she drove it all weekend and kept posting pictures on Facebook about her not car that was not haunted anymore. So there's lots of different reasons. It's hysterical, hysterical.
So
there's a lot of reasons.
So when you do dousing, when you go in person, is it different from saging?
It is different from saging. Saging is actually something that I do encourage people to. Dousing, if you have me douse it, it is an investment. But if you sign up on my mailing list, I have like 6 different freebie things that you can do, or like very inexpensive things to help clear your house. Saging is great. I actually still sage my house. Saging is great and will clear it, but it doesn't last very long. dousing lasts, I would say, you know, what a lot of my clients, even just the pattern over the last probably year or 5 years, is about a year is when people start to feel like a certain time of year, they're like, oh, no, it's time to douse again. A lot of people do it in the spring. A lot of people do it in the fall before winter starts. Some people do it before. I did my neighbor's house and doused it. And I had wanted to douse it for a couple months, and she was way open to it, but our schedules never kind of popped up for it. And then one day I called her. I said, I don't know what this is, but I have to douse your house, and I got to do it tomorrow. And I said, can you leave your door unlocked, and I'll just go do it? And she goes, well, no, I kind of want to be there. Just wait till after school. And I said, okay. So I was dousing it, and I kept getting this little energy of this little baby, and they had lost a baby, actually. I think it's been about 9 years now that they lost him. And what was so interesting is that same day that I was dousing was his birthday. And so this little baby wanted me there because the message we got from him was he wanted his life to be a celebration, and he didn't want his mommy sad anymore because he was helping so many people.
Wow.
So sometimes it's on an anniversary like that. Sometimes it's in the summer, spring, Christmas, New Year's. You know, people are guided. I always tell people I never have to do any kind of promotion around dousing because you will know. You will just know. You'll just know. If it needs to be doused, you will know. You'll just hear a little voice that says, oh, your house needs that. And that's I don't ever take out ads or anything like that because people just know if dousing is something that's going to help them.
So how long of a process is the dousing?
If it's in person, it's usually about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And if I do it remotely, honestly, the remotely takes me a little bit longer, and I don't know why. I think when I go remotely sometimes Spirit just wants, I think when I do remote, it's typically for people that are super, super sensitive. So Spirit wants me to go just a little bit slower. So sometimes I won't get back to them for like a week or two. But in person, it's usually about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
And so do you go through all the rooms then? Or?
Yep. We start in the basement and we work our way up from there. A lot of times we go out and we do the yard and the garage and things like that. I do a reading the entire time. Like, so they also get a reading with it too, a psychic reading. So it's a process. Like I'll go into a room and I'll see what speaks to me in there, if Spirit has any messages, you know, what I feel in there energetically, if there's any energy that needs to be cleared, if there's any spirits that need to be cleared, any emotions that are kind of stuck in that room. A lot of times in like an office, there'll be a lot of fear around money. And so we'll talk about that and we'll give them a different perspective. And so Spirit is very much leading that process.
Jody, I have a couple things. I have someone in the chat room who has a question, then I have a caller waiting too who would like to ask you a question. Okay, so the person in the chat room, they just wanted to know if you could explain further what the two concepts are as far as dousing and saging, if you could just elaborate, because they're not familiar with that.
Sure, I will do my best. Saging is when it's very much Native American, and a lot of Native Americans use sage to clear energy and spirits and use it in ceremony, and it almost looks like leaves. A lot of people say it smells like pot. I actually like the smell of it, but some people don't because it does smell a little bit like pot, not that I would know. But saging, you actually start the leaves on fire, and then it smokes like incense. And how I have been taught to do it is I start in the basement, and I go up to the main floor and the upstairs, and then I go around my house as well. And there are directions on my mailing list, and there's also directions all over the Internet. But saging, when I do it, I say a prayer, and I just ask all the negative energy leave my house and all of the positive energy come into my house. And it's quick and it's easy, and I do it a lot if my husband and I have been arguing or if the kids aren't sleeping or, you know, if I just want to refresh the house. I do it a lot in the spring and in the wintertime when it's so stuffy in the house. Dousing goes way deeper than that. I don't really know how to explain the difference, except dousing goes into the emotions, into the person, into the land, into, you know, it's almost like we're talking to the walls of the house to see what is going on and why the energy is stuck there. So dousing to me is more personal as far as who's living there. Staging is more around the energy in the house. Does that make sense?
Yep. Makes sense. Yep. Perfect. Okay. So shall I get the caller on the line and then they can ask you a question? All right. Hold on one second. So we have caller area code 858. Hi, this is Marie and Beth and Jody. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, ladies. My name is Anne, and I was just wondering if she will be doing readings also, Jody.
Yeah, do you have a question, Anne?
Yeah, well, I was wondering, what do you feel for me for the next month or so? Things will improve or will get worse or something?
Are you in a lot of chaos right now?
Well, it was, but I thought it was over, and I'm not sure how it's going to be. Do you think things will improve or they will get worse?
You know, I'm definitely not going to answer if you're going to get divorced or not, because that is definitely up to you.
Not divorce, worse. Like, you know, things get better. Or...
Oh, if it's going to get worse. Oh, okay, I thought you said divorced.
No, it's not a divorce.
You know,
else.
Okay, let me just tune into you for a second here, Anne. What kind of things have been going on? What's the chaos? I feel so much chaos around you.
Many issues with family members and...
Okay.
Family members had health issues, so it just...
Yeah, you know, one thing that I feel for you, Anne, is I don't feel like you maintain your own energy very well. I feel like if there's stuff going on outside of you, you take that on. And it's almost like you take their energy and say, oh, I'll take that on for you so you don't have to deal with that. And really, we're not meant to do that. We're meant to maintain our very own energy. I feel like your head is spinning. I would really encourage you to think about what you're thinking about. You know, are you putting it out there that things are worse and they're bad and they're terrible? Because when you do that, you're getting a lot more energy being brought to you. I would encourage you to start a list every day about what is working. Put your focus on what is working every day. And at first, that list might be very short. I got up today. That's what worked. Maybe tomorrow it's I got up today and I smiled twice. But I want you to start putting your energy on things that are working, because then more things will start to work. I feel like your focus has been really off of you and on all of this chaos, and I'd love for you to get back on track with taking care of yourself. And some of your family members may not like that. And you need to take care of yourself first.
I fully understand. I'm working on this, but just actually I was in a great mood yesterday. Things were looking up, and
I want you to stay in that place, because then, yes, things will improve. I do feel things improving. I feel like it's a process, and I feel like it's going to take more than a month. But within a month, it's going to look different than it does today as far as things getting better. But I feel like over the next 3 months is going to be a little bit better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Going into fall feels like a good time for you.
Okay. Thank you
but
so
I
much.
Need you to maintain your energy. Call in Archangel Michael or call in light or do something to help maintain your energy every morning before you even get out of bed, because you take on a lot of people's junk that is not meant to be in your space.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much, Anne.
You're welcome for calling, Anne.
Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller, Jody.
Sure. Bring them on.
Okay. All right. Hi, we've got a caller from area code 914. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Melissa from New York.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
Ladies, my back's been hurting me lately, my lower back and my boobs, so I want to know, could I be pregnant? I know that's a big thing, because my body, it's kind of being, it's
are
kind
you
of
wanting
giving
to
me
be,
signal.
Are you wanting to be pregnant, Melissa?
No, I don't want that right now. I love the relationship that I'm in.
I know, I feel that. You know, the first thing that popped in before any kind of, I actually don't feel any baby energy around you, but I will admit I'm not the best at guessing when people are pregnant or not, so you might want to at least go take a urine test on that. But
yeah.
Here's what I do feel for you. is the lower back hurting, and even your chest hurting and things like that, that feels like a little bit of lack of support somewhere in your life. I don't think it's necessarily with the guy. I almost feel like it's more either a couple of friends or family members. I don't know if it's brothers and sisters, but I feel like a little group of people that are not supporting you in a way that feels good to you or that you are needing. And so lower back pain is typically lack of support. Sometimes it's lack of financial support, but for you it feels more like lack of support in general in life. So I would start to have you look at where you're not feeling supported and get really clear and at least get that energy out of your body, whether it's some journaling and burning or talking it through. I don't necessarily feel a baby. I don't. I don't feel that, but again, you know, take a urine test because if it's brand new, I might not feel it. I don't feel that that's what it is, though, and I don't think you're ready for a baby yet either.
Oh, I'm not ready for that. Not at all. But
yeah, I do think you'll have children, and you'll be great, fab, great mom, but I don't feel it for a little while yet, though. So I don't think so. I think your body's just trying to get you to pay attention. I think there's things going on in your life that you're not necessarily paying attention to.
Is your back hurting on the right side or the left side?
It's like in the lower back in the middle. And it's like
right
every time and it's like every time I want to bend down or anything, it's like, oh my God, I even try to sleep on the floor.
are you intuitive, Melissa? Like, do you feel people?
Yeah. I do see people when I go to sleep at night. It's like I would see people, but they don't say anything to me. They just come around me.
Yeah,
all the time I feel cold. Yeah.
I would love for you to start working on your intuition a little bit. I feel like your body is really trying to push you into some of that energy work a little bit. Even if you don't want to do this, like go out and be a psychic, just to learn about it and learn about your body. Your body is so intuitive. Like Louise Hay work would be great for you, or there's another book I can't remember right now. You'll have to email me, but your body is really trying to get you to pay attention, and pain is one of the ways it gets you to pay attention.
Oh wow! Because I always see stuff like that. And it's like, I always, sometimes it's like at night, I wake up because I scream because I'm like, who is that that came in my room?
You know, you can call in Archangel Michael to help you with that a little bit. Just have Archangel Michael and the angels just maintain and protect your home and remove any negative energies. There's some tools that we could talk about off air, but there's some tools that you can do to, it won't totally alleviate that because if you're a medium, you're a medium, but there are some ways that you can learn to manage that energy a little bit better because I really do feel like your body is trying to tell you some different things.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Melissa, I'm hearing grounding, that you're not grounding either. So you try grounding if you know how to ground yourself. I'm feeling you're not grounded.
Oh, that's why I'm always seeing people and stuff, because I'm not focused, basically, right?
Well, grounding is about being connected to the earth.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like,
okay.
You kind of fly up in creative land. You need to, you know, there's a lot of different ways to ground. These ladies can probably share with you, too, but hematite is a great stone to carry in your pocket. You can imagine a ray of white light going through your spine down into the earth, all the way down to the middle of the earth and tied around a big tree root. Marie and Beth probably have some exercises too, but yeah, getting grounded would be great and helpful. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Grounding.
Thank you so much,
well,
ladies.
That was helpful. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you so much
for
calling in, Melissa.
I've been looking at stones too, like stones and crystals. So like when you said that, I'm like
hematite. Crystals do not ground you. Hematite is a stone like a rock that will ground you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Bye bye. Okay. So that was fun.
I love calling. Always fun.
Yes. Is there anything else that you're wanting to make sure that you let other people know that you are doing it or any classes you have up and going, and so we can put it on here so people can download this podcast at any time.
Oh, cool. You know, the online class, the Free Your Fears, you can get through it on my website, or I'm on Facebook. If anyone wants to friend me on Facebook, it's just under jodiharvala.com. But the online class for Freeing Your Fears, that's a fabulous, fabulous class. I love it. I've been having a lot of feedback from it. I will be having a basic intuition class that's coming up as well, both online for self-study and in this next year. I really want to start traveling. So if people want to get a group of people together and it's within, you know, a reasonable distance for me to travel to, I really want to get on the road and start doing some different tours like that this next summer and fall. Also that I do both readings and dowsings over the phone and remotely as far as the dowsings. So if anyone has more information, they can always get a hold of me through my website, which is just jodiharvala.com.
Okay. Is there like a phone number that you would want people to call, or you just want them to strictly go through your website?
You know, if they could go through my website, that honestly is better for me. I am much better at keeping track of my emails than I am of my phone calls. I have two little boys home on summer vacation, so phone calls I rather schedule them. This is better for me. So email is just Jodi, J-O-D-I-E, at Jodi Harvala, and it's JodiHarvala.com. And then my website is just JodiHarvala.com.
Okay, cool.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Jodi, I wanted to ask you, you know, the word fear has come up a lot during the show, and I know right now people with the energies that we're going through, I know there is a lot of fear out there. How do you work through that? I mean, what's the best tip you can give for somebody listening out there who can just work through their fears?
You know, when I feel a lot of shifts and changes and I'm not quite sure what I'm feeling, I personally go right into positive affirmations, because we are all light. I don't care how dark the energy is, there is always, always light. And that is a lesson I learned when I first got into all of this work, that no matter, I really don't care how dark it is or if people think it's evil, I don't use that word, but if people think it does, no matter what, there's always light. So I always try to concentrate on the light. So affirmations, I am light, I am love, I am God, I am spirit. Like anything like that that just puts me in that space of being connected with spirit, with the universe, with Buddha, with God, like whatever it is that you believe in, that's something, again, turning music on immediately shifts the energy. Turning the light on immediately shifts the energy. There is a lot of stuff going on in the world. And what I tell people when stuff gets really, really rough, even in my own world, in the last couple months, we have had more than our share of some tough stuff in our family. I keep looking at where's the gift, where's the gift, where's the gift, where's the gift. So my mother-in-law going through cancer is horrid, and the gift is she's teaching me about death, which is something I've had fear around my whole life. You know, but that's a gift to me because I know what the other side feels like now, just because from my work, she's just giving me a different perspective to it. You know, what is the gift in it? What am I learning? You know, always breathing through it and calling in my guides and angels. And for me, creating that relationship with my guides and angels and God and the universe, I can actually feel that energy when it's surrounding me now. And so for me, when I get into that space of fear, is I call all that in so I feel protected. Because we are here for a reason, and the reason will always be given to us. We just need to be open and be in love around it.
That's very nice.
That is
very, very nice.
What's the most important lesson you've learned?
Most important lesson I've learned for me personally and for a lot of my students that I've seen walk through a lot of this work is maintain my own energy. And what that means is a lot of people who are sensitive in any way, whether they hear, feel, see, or know, is we take on other people's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we do that, we are not protecting and maintaining our own energy. We are meant to work with our energy, our emotions, and that's it. We are not meant to take on other people's pain. That is their journey, and that is their right, and that is their stuff. So for me, maintaining my own energy is huge, and that is a really big lesson for people to learn. what I've been even hearing, just even with a bunch of people that I've been around lately, is people do this work or they get into this work, and after about 5 years they get on burnout because they're not maintaining their energy, nor are they learning how to, and so it just gets to be too much, so they just say forget it. So maintaining your energy is almost like imagining a big bubble around your body. And for me, Archangel Michael is great. He works the best with me. A lot of people call in love and light of God. They call in the white light. They call in all sorts of different energies, or some people put on armor, or they have power necklaces or stones. But maintaining my energy has been the biggest lesson of it all. Even this last week with this pneumonia, my body is like, yep, you're taking on too much. You're going to sit on the couch for 3 days and not get to do anything. And it was because there was so much emotional turmoil going on in our family that my body just was like, nope, you need to sit down. So if your body is doing pain or sickness or illness or things like that, kind of touch base and see, oh, am I protecting? Am I hanging out with people that make me feel good? Or am I having to protect myself every time I'm around them? You know, am I in a really good environment? Or do I keep going out with those friends that really make me feel shitty by the end of the night? You know, like you really need to protect who and maintain who you're hanging out with, because it makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. You know, what advice would you?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Beth.
What advice, Jody, would you give for parents with young children who sit here and they can see, feel, hear, know? Because these kids are so gifted that are coming in, but you know,
they
the
are
energy changing right now. What do you recommend? And especially since you have two young kids, what would you recommend to a parent on what to do for their child?
You know, it's super funny because I've been told a million times to work with kids, and I'm like, no, thank you. I have two of my own. I don't want to. But what I do want to work with is the parents, because if we can teach the parents how to maintain their energy, they can teach their children. So for my kids, I have I actually have two online four online meditations if people are interested in guided meditation at all. One of them is for children. It's like a 2 or 3 minute meditation to teach them to call in Archangel Michael. And for my kids, I have them wrap a rainbow of light around them. Like our big thing, we have a certain stop sign on the way to school. I say, okay, put your lights on, put your colors on. And my 6-year-old always goes, I did already. You know, it's just like such a pattern for him to help maintain his own energy. My oldest, he's a lot more sensitive than my youngest, at least at this point. So for him, maintaining his energy is huge. I teach them about the angels, and I teach them about moving energy, and I teach them about breathing, and they both go to sleep with meditations at night and hypnosis. There's a lot of really cute hypnosis out there for kids at night. But you got to learn how your body works and how your intuition and how your emotions work, because your kids will show you that. Then you can teach them the tricks that you know. So what I would really tell people is pay attention to how you walk in the world, because that's how you're going to teach your kids to walk in the world.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful.
That is
wonderful. And the kids coming in, the people that are having babies, they are so sensitive. So I would very much encourage parents to figure out this energy world, because the kids coming in, they are going to show you everything that you need to heal within you. If your kid is angry, you look at if you're angry about something. If your kid is sad, you look at your sadness. If your kids are fighting, bickering, you look and see if you and your husband or you and your partner are bickering and fighting. Anything that you heal within yourself, you heal within your kids. You heal, they heal.
Wow,
okay.
Spectacular. That's really good.
Yeah. Jody, is maintaining your energy the same thing as clearing yourself?
You know, clearing yourself to me is a little bit different. Beth and I actually talk a lot about that. She is telling me that all the time, because I am out with a lot of people every day. And so clearing my energy looks a little bit different. Maintaining my energy is putting that energy of maintenance, like that bubble of protection. And it's not protecting me from anything. It's just helping me keep my own energy in my own space. Clearing my energy is more like, because you do pick up on stuff. Like every day we pick up on stuff, no matter how much we protect and maintain our energy. But clearing is a little bit different. Clearing is like when I leave my office, I disconnect from anybody that I worked with that day. Or after reading, I do a little thing where I disconnect from that person's energy. sea salt and baking soda baths for me work really well to clear my energy. Oils clear my energy. But clearing energy and maintaining my energy is different. Maintaining means I'm keeping my own energy in my own bubble. And clearing is I'm just washing away that energy. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, I just wanted to get both of them
the clarity.
Out because I know, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people, I love sea salt baths. I love sea salt baths to clear and clean your energy. You just do a cup of sea salt in your bath water. Sometimes if I feel really kind of grimy or I don't feel well, I do a cup of baking soda and I do a bunch of oils because I love oils. And I do a bunch of oils, lavender and things like that. That will make such a difference. And I will do that at noon if I've had a tough morning. I will do that at 4 in the afternoon before my kids get home from school. I will do that almost every night because for me, water really helps to clear my energy.
Hmm.
Oh,
what if you don't
yeah.
have a bathtub? Are you
showers.
Like, taking baths?
Yep, showers are great, and I actually have a girlfriend in her trailer. She doesn't have a bathtub, and it took me a year to remember she doesn't have a bathtub because I kept telling her to take sea salt baths. She just made a scrub out of coconut oil and sea salt, and she used coconut oil, but I think there's a lot of oils you can use, and she used sea salt in that, and then she put some lavender in there, and she just scrubs her whole body. And then a lot of times when she takes her showers, she just imagines it's like golden light. And that golden light is just washing away any debris that needs to come off her body. So showers, I actually love showers, too. I'm just a bath girl. Always have been.
Oh, that's a really good idea for showers. I'm going to do that. I actually have those products, too.
Yep, and you know, and showers and baths are great for kids. My oldest son is very sensitive, and he will come home from school on certain days, and I can just tell as soon as he walks in the door, he's had a bad day, his whole energy is off, he's crabby, he's in tears over nothing, and I'm like, get in the shower. And so he goes in the shower, and he takes a nice long shower, 10, 15 minutes, he comes out, and he's a completely different kid. And I don't do any of the sea salts or anything with him. I just go send him in the shower with the intention of helping him shift his energy in water. So for him, water works. For the kids, water works. Angels in their rooms work. Grounding rocks under their beds is great. Don't put a lot of crystals in a child's bedroom if they're not sleeping at night because that just raises their vibration. You want to use rocks and stones under their beds.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, people always want to use crystals in kids' rooms, and it raises their vibration even more. So if they're already seeing energy and spirit, that's going to bring it in even more.
So would you recommend like hematite under the bed or just like regular stones from outside?
You can do hematite, but you can go outside and pick up four different rocks. Have your kid pick up four different rocks they want to put in their bed or next to their bed, and the kids will tell you what they need. If you ask them, what do you need to sleep at night, they'll tell you what they need. Do you need four rocks under your bed or six or ten? Usually it's 20, you know, but they'll tell you what they'll do. Let them set up their room because they will tell you.
Hmm. Cool.
Good. Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. Hey, Beth, we're getting close to the end. Do you want to...
Oh, yeah.
Yep, do you want to maybe...
Marie and I are at a different locations today, so she's got the timer. So, anyways, Jody, Marie and I would just love to thank you because we're at the end of our show. Your knowledge was absolutely fantastic.
Yes,
so, again, anybody who wants to contact Jody, go to harvala.com. Set up an appointment with her, chitty chat with her, whatever you need to do. You can also follow our Blog Talk Show radio by clicking on the follow button. Check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and your insight about our show. If you have any comments that you want to give and put it out there, you can go onto our blog, what you thought of having Jody on the show, and we'll give her the feedback. You can reach Beth at 651-900-4136, Marie at 651-303-0555, and you can download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed button on our Blog Talk Radio page. And also go on to Facebook and like our Divine Radio page. And we hope that you all join us each week, and we wish to send you love and light and just to continue to be that bright, shining light. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Yep. Have a great week,
everyone.
We'll talk
to you later, Jody. Good night,
everyone.
Bye. Bye.